USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After six straight interest rate hikes, the Federal Reserve is set to announce another increase in its key rate today, another effort to dial back the worst inflation in 40 years. Inflation was at 7.1% in November. That's compared with a year earlier. The six rate hikes the Fed has already imposed this year have raised its key interest range around 4%. It's the highest level in 15 years. A fusion breakthrough was unveiled on Tuesday by the U.S. Department of Energy. Researchers in California produced more energy from fusing atoms together than they used to start the process, a goal since the 1930s. Essentially limitless power from cheap hydrogen found in seawater. 1 gram of hydrogen theoretically contains as much energy as burning about 10 tons of coal. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition. And that is creating more energy from fusion reactions than the energy used to start the process.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried oversaw one of the biggest financial collapses in American history. An indictment by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York unsealed Tuesday charges Mr. Bankman-Fried with 8 counts of fraud, as well as conspiring to defraud the United States and violate campaign finance rules by making illegal political contributions. Fried was the number 2 donor to the Democrat Party. A severe winter storm is hindering travel in parts of the central United States and Midwest, with blizzard conditions and freezing rain, while producing tornadoes in the South and Midwest. Over 15 million people are under winter weather advisories and warnings. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is about to get a whole lot worse. The possibility of 14,000 migrant crossings a day is pushing the Biden administration toward a new rule that would limit migrants' ability to qualify for asylum at the southern border. Title 42, implemented during the Trump administration, allows for the quick expulsion of migrants and asylum seekers at the border. It's scheduled to be lifted in less than 2 weeks, unless there's a last-minute court intervention. Lawmakers announced Tuesday they've reached an agreement on a framework that should allow them to complete work on a bill to avoid government shutdown. Congress faces a midnight Friday deadline to put together a budget. The two chambers are expected to pass another short-term measure to keep things going through December 23rd, which should allow negotiators time to complete work on a longer law. One country is banning tobacco completely if your birth date falls after a certain day.
New Zealand on Tuesday passed into law a unique plan to phase out tobacco smoking by imposing a lifetime ban on young people buying cigarettes. The law states that tobacco cannot ever be sold to anybody born on or after January 1st, 2009. Health authorities hope smoking will fade away before then, however. They have a stated goal of making New Zealand smoke-free by 2025. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.